The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires, Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group, located in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, serving the community for over 80 years. Dr. David Peck, Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, Volvo of Westport, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru, Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch. Everybody else does. Hilltown Hardwood Flooring and Refinishing. Beautify your home with new or refinished hardwood floors. Call 413-522-5991. First Merchants Bank Card Services for the best pricing on credit card processing. Industry low rates for your business. Call 800-446-4264. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services, providing the most comprehensive marketing services, complete with SEO, video SEO, social media, and content marketing, with our powerful strategy and with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, franchises, and more. Call 888-996-9697. And welcome to the Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Marcia Hawkins, along with Kyle Klaus. Our mission here each weekday is to provide you with the right arsenal of tools to stack your business playbook with the most comprehensive, affordable, and most effective tools to lead your business to victory. Whether you own a small business, a home health care agency, a medical or dental practice, a car dealership, you're an entrepreneur, you're thinking about becoming an entrepreneur, or you've just always had that tug to start your own business, or you are running your own business and you're pulling your hair out, we're here to help. We want to coach you through every play, from financing ideas, website tips, marketing, advertising, ideas that have worked and ideas that have not worked, strategies that have worked, strategies that have not worked. We want to coach you to success, or at least be your partner and help you through some of your challenging times and really learn from your successes so we can then download those to our listeners. Today we're going to be outlining multi-level marketing and whether or not it is the appropriate way for you to start a business. If you have any comments or questions, you may call in at 646-716-8747 or email us at info@videobroadcastservices.com if you're a little shy. We're fine with that. A little bit about us, Video Broadcast Services, the company we own, our exclusive marketing firm, is one of our tools for our success and for the success of our clients. Our strategy, powerful content videos to drive qualified traffic to your website and business. And we think very old school. We like to bring business back to the way it used to be done by really offering a tangible product, service, and excellent customer service. Kind of like the way our parents used to do business, via a good old handshake as opposed to the way the internet is now running businesses. And while it's very effective and a wonderful means to promote your business, there's a lot of stuff out there that you really do have to avoid. Enough about us. Program is about you. Let's bring on Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Marcia. Glad to be here and great show today. I know a lot of people listening might find the show maybe somewhat controversial and might tend to disagree, but you and I like to look at things factually and look at the stats and the data, and base decisions off of that, decisions and beliefs, and that's really important as business owners that we look at facts and that we remove the emotional hype that can be attached to a lot of things and just kind of look at things from a distant eye per se, and really look if what we're doing is the right thing to do. And so that's why today's show might seem a little bit controversial to some, or a little bit they might disagree, but hopefully we'll be able to build some logic in some people.
Right. I don't know if I would use the word controversial as much as I would maybe inflammatory. I think a lot of people get very protective over people that love multi-level marketing companies really defend them a lot. And I really wanted to have this program today because I am very passionate about our business, number one, but number two, about really ensuring that if you are thinking about starting a business, I have always been very evangelical about certain components that you really have to kind of abide by, or a rule book, if you will, in terms of being able to start and run an effective business and really prosper from it. So what is multi-level marketing? For those of you that don't know, think Herbalife, think Mary Kay, Tupperware, those types of business models where you start a business and then you bring other people into work under you and you make a commission off those people. And I do believe that back in the day for Tupperware and for Mary Kay and so forth, it really was a viable business. I think much like everything, once you get people on there that really can find a way to exploit something, much like you have hackers with websites, you have people that want to go in and create a business model, and really it's a way of people kind of taking your money for nothing. And maybe that wasn't the best way to phrase it, but it's a way that people can, I guess get you to take your money without really, having something that, a set of legs under it. Because there's been a lot of problems with multi-level marketing. And what I mean by that is that they've gotten into quite a bit of trouble with health claims that they've made, that it will cure cancer and it will do this and do that and cure heart disease and make you lose weight. And a lot of companies, multi-level marketing companies and regular companies, have gotten into trouble making health claims that they have no way of backing up their data or their claims. Another way that people refer to multi-level marketing is they talk to them, talk about them being pyramid schemes. So it really is something that you really need to take a look at. I'm not quite sure that a multi-level marketing company, there are people that have made a lot of money off multi-level marketing companies. Kyle, can you talk a little bit about the prototype, if you will, of that person that does make phenomenal money with MLMs?
Well, I think the prototype of the person, it has to be someone that treats it as a business, really looks at it as a business. And also, in the past we've talked about too, is really passionate about the products that they're selling. Because a lot of people, as you and I have talked in the past, they're more interested in building a team than they are about the products. And you can't, and it just doesn't work that way. And so they want to build this big team, and they want other people to do the work for them, and they have this dream of making all this money off of the sweat of the backs of other people. And it really doesn't work that way. They look at they're sold into the compensation plan more than they are the products. And so you really have to be passionate about the products, what's being offered, and you really have to run it like a true business.
Right. But then there's also people that have really made a lot of money off multi-level marketing, but they were also in the founding group, if you will, the top echelon of the pyramid, if you will. And those people have made a lot of money. And I do believe that there are legitimate, well-run multi-level marketing companies out there. And I just like everything, but I also believe there's some that have been started with the idea of taking people's money without offering up a good product or service. But one of the things that I kind of struggle with multi-level marketing companies is that most of the products that you can find in a regular store. When they talk about their products being like nothing else you can find, I kind of take offense to that, because that's really not true. You can find skincare, you can find nutrition, you can find different products, acai drinks or whatever. You can find those in regular stores. And they talk about the process. It's all about the process. And for me, and the expense, I find that everything's marked up an additional 50% above what you'd find it in a retail store that has also been marked up 50%. So you're really paying, 100% more for the product. And the reason you're doing that is because you're really actually, that's where they're able to pay the commissions off that. So the other thing, too, is they charge you, they always charge you a startup fee. And, I know MJ DeMarco, the Fastlane Millionaire, I can't remember the Kyle, help me. What was the name of his book?
The Millionaire Mindset or something like that. I'll find it really quick. It's a great book and a great read.
It is a great book. And he goes into depth about multi-level marketing. And he said, you know, the first thing you need to ask yourself is, why do I have to pay you to sell your products? You know, you're paying me a commission, but I've got to pay a sign-up fee. And then I've got to, you know, to have a replicated website, I've got to pay, you know, X amount of dollars per month. And the thing that I really didn't like about multi-level marketing is that the idea that you have to go to all these meetings and that you have to bring people to the meetings and you have to do it exactly the way they, you know, in order for you to be successful, you have to do it exactly the way we tell you. You've got to bring in X amount of people. They all have to buy the kit. They all have to sign on. They've all got to get the replicated website. They've all got to do this and they've all got to do that. And what that does is that kind of jumpstarts your little paycheck, if you will. So you get a little bit of a paycheck from the company and then you're sold. Oh my gosh, I can do this. This is so easy. I'm going to be able to do this. And what is not being sold is the actual product. And in my opinion, usually the overpriced product is not really being touted and sold. So eventually, I don't remember what the exact number, but the attrition rate on multi-level marketing is atrocious. I mean, it's very hard to retain people to do that. I personally have seen people lose their homes. I've seen people go bankrupt. I've seen people get divorced over multi-level marketing companies and what it's done to, you know, to their families. You know, they're constantly racking up credit card, trying to hit their personal volume every month. And I know it's not popular, but I do believe that there are some really good multi-level marketing companies out there. This is not, you know, this is my opinion, your opinion maybe, of what it is. But I think that a true business model in terms of wanting to sell a goods or services does not necessarily need to be sold through a multi-level marketing company. I think it has its niche. I think it has its purpose. I think it has its right audience. But when you see distributorship growing by leaps and bounds and people are just jumping on in droves and, you know, products are not being sold, that's a house of cards. It's going to come crumbling down. It's just the way that it is. I mean, it can't be avoided just by the sheer numbers.
Yeah. Well, then, real quick, the name of the book is The Millionaire Fastlane. Great read, great book to.
Right.
And
I apologize for MJ DeMarco for not remembering that.
Yeah, it's great, really great book. But yeah, one of the things that also people need to be aware of with MLMs is that a lot of times the company has stipulations where you can only work for them. So, for instance, if you're working really hard and you're building this, this big team, and then you start working for someone else or another MLM on the side, they reserve the right to cut you out of the business, and they just inherit and take over your team. And everything that you've worked for is gone, I mean, in the swipe of a pen. And so it's really, I mean...
Well, I got to interrupt you, Kyle, because why do you think they set it up that way?
I don't know. They're nervous or they don't, you know, I have no idea, but
I'll answer my own question. I'll answer my own question. They set it up that way because many that jump from multi-level marketing company to multi-level marketing company do build somewhat of a downline. And they know that if the next greatest and latest thing comes along, they're going to jump and take the downline with them. So that's why they put that stopgap measure in. That if the latest and greatest comes along and you're going to jump ship, they know that they can cut you off and that's that. And then you have no access to the downline anymore through their computer system. So that's why. And that's another reason why I think you really need to, you know, we're not here saying that people should not do multi-level marketing companies. What we're here to say is that you need to investigate it, and you also need to run it like a regular business where products and goods are being sold. And people are actually going to repeat buy your products. And there's so many different things that stipulations they put in. You know, you've got to spend X amount of dollars per month. And really what you're structuring and everything you're doing is for them to make money. I'm not quite sure the distributors end up making the money. That's what I get so concerned with.
Yeah, and that's really comes down to, you know, when you have somebody that wants to be a business owner. I mean, if something can be taken from you, if everything you've worked for can just be taken from you, you're really not a business owner. You're kind of, you know, just another cog in the wheel that you have little control over. You have little control over how you want to grow your business, how you want to market your business. You've got to abide by their rules and their regulations. And so there's a lot of things that people don't really, come into play or take into mind when they're starting a business. And it's a lot like, starting a business. You have to have the capital in order to start a business. And people don't take that into consideration is they have to be on a monthly auto ship in order to keep their business active and viable. And the larger their organization grows, the more they have to increase their auto ship. And, you and I have had discussions with people where they've had rooms filled with products from MLM because they just had to keep this auto ship going and they weren't using the products. And the next, everything's gone and they're stuck with all of this product that they have no intention of ever using and end up just giving it away. Or throwing it away.
Right. And I've seen people do very well with multi-level marketing companies, and this is not about saying it's horrible, bad, avoid it. What we're trying to say and educate you on is to you really have to look at whether or not, you can afford it, is really what I believe. And you're right, Kyle, people get into it. You've got to have X amount of dollars set aside to be able to invest in your products. And because you do have to have that personal volume in order to get a check. And I don't know. I think that the government is beginning to crack down on multi-level marketing companies because of the healthcare, the health claims that they're making. I think that they're also starting to crack down on the business models and making sure that it's set up for the benefit of not only the consumer but for the distributor. So I just think that there's a lot you need to consider. And I don't think, in my opinion, this is my opinion, I don't think that a multi-level marketing company is the way to test drive whether or not you have the entrepreneurial mindset, skill set, and determination and perseverance to start a business. I'm not quite sure that it's the same template that you want to use in terms of whether or not you, because I think everybody in their fantasy or in their goals or in their, belief system, I think everybody loves the idea of being self-employed and working for them. And then there's people that I know would say, I would never run my own business. I just don't have the discipline and whatnot. But I think everybody has that little bit of a tug in them to want to be self-employed. But, Kyle, you and I both know what it takes on a day-to-day basis, not a Monday through Friday basis, but from a seven-day-a-week basis in terms of, what it takes to be, committed to running a business. It's not something you take lightly, and I think that's the other flip side to multi-level marketing is that I think it does allow you a lot of slack, if you will. It cuts you a lot of slack in terms of what you need to do. There's mandates, but the only mandates they put is how much money you need to spend, and that's where I think a lot of people end up getting into trouble.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. They don't have, and that goes back to what we were talking about earlier. It's you have to, with any business, it has to be run like a real business where you have expenditures and different things like that that are coming out. And so if you're just looking at it as a dream, like, oh, I want to be a business owner, and now I'm a business owner because I started an MLM, and I'm more interested in, other people working for me and than I am the products. I mean, it's really going to be a tough road, and statistically and chances are it's not going to amount to anything except a lot of lost revenue out of your pocket and a lot of debt.
Right. Yeah, and I just want to caution people because I have seen people really go down in flames financially over multi-level marketing companies, and they're on their 20th one and they still have not quite made it. You have to kind of step back from, say, okay, to some degree the commonality between a lot of the MLMs is there. So if you're not making it, you've got to ask yourself why, and whether or not, and a lot of people say, oh, well, Donald Trump thinks, multi-level marketing is the holy grail of business models. And I disagree with that. I think that the reason he endorsed it at one point is because he was going to do one. And, I think it's kind of, I don't know, there's not a good way of saying this, so I'm not going to say it at all, but I think that even he decided, well, if there's money to be made on it, why not try it? And I'm you know, really speaking for my opinion or my speculation on what he might have been thinking, but even he had trouble to this day don't even know what he was selling, but the whole Trump MLM, I can't even remember the name of it. So, you know, you really do have to, you know, take a look at it. Kyle, what are some of the things that someone should look at when you're looking at a multi-level marketing company and whether or not they think that that's going to be a viable business for them? What are some of, like, the top criteria?
Oh, gosh. I guess it would have to be the longevity of the company, their track record, you know, what they're standing with the, you know, with the FDIC is, you know, how long they've been around for. I mean, I would look at things that that really have shown that they've weathered the storm and that they've backed up their claims and that the products that they're offering are legitimate and really do what they say they're going to do.
And play devil's advocate on yourself. You know, if they're selling a whey protein drink mix that is so phenomenal, you look at the ingredients and go stack it up at something at a health food store and see whether or not it really is that much dynamic. Look at the price point on it. Is the product viable? Is your consumer base going to be able to afford the product on a monthly basis? Is that something that that they can order every month and afford and know that this is going to be something that is viable for them? And because if it's not, apply that to yourself. You know, can I afford to buy this every month?
Right.
If you can't,
right.
Then you move along.
Yeah, and that's the hard thing, even to play for devil's advocate, because for myself, I have a hard time. I would have a hard time selling something to someone when I know that they can find just as good or better product for a less price somewhere else. You know, and
right.
That's kind of the, you know, that's I guess I would just have a hard time doing that to someone, or even, you know, doing it myself, buying it myself. I couldn't imagine us. You know, it's like spending more for something when you know you don't have to.
Right. Yeah. I think that it can be a good thing, you know, for certain people that are selling a product that they know women or men love or children or whatever. I think it's good. But I think you need to be realistic. I think you need to ask yourself a lot of questions. You need to play devil's advocate. You need to look at the company. You need to talk to some of the people that have been doing it. You know, they're not supposed to tout all these paychecks, these, you know, and gobs of money that they're making every month. But what you want to do is you want to find out someone that's making an actual paycheck that is actually going to provide you with some long-term stability in terms of your job market and, you know, your consumer base and ensuring that you're really going to be able to make a viable business out of it. And I think a lot of times when they don't work out and you do talk to somebody, they'll say, well, you know, I should have known. And I will say that I have met people, a couple that I can think of in particular, where they were really trying to prospect me to do their business. And, you know, they finally had admitted that they had invested $12,000 into product that they are going to end up taking to the dump, that they just could not afford it and they had to get out and the product was going to spoil before they were going to be able to sell it. So, again, I think multi-level marketing has its place, but I think you have to do your homework, much like any other business that you're going to start. You need to do your homework. There are certain questions you need to ask yourself. And a startup can take 3 to 5 years to get off the ground. If you don't have 3 to 5 years to continually spend on personal volume money, then, you know, you really need to take a step back and take a look at that and ask yourself whether or not it's going to be viable, a viable business for you. And MLM does have its place. It really does. But you got to make sure that place is within your own business model and whether or not you can afford to do that. Kyle, anything else before we run?
No, that's all good advice. You know, really, like we've been saying, you really have to look at things with a, you know, you have to take a step back, remove, you know, the emotional hype that, you might have received at a presentation and really look at things objectively and intelligently and see if it's, you know, really something that you want to get involved with.
And my parting words for multi-level marketing, I have always felt that you work towards your dreams, you don't buy them. And I think that that kind of sums up the tuning in to The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Marcia Hawkins, along with Kyle Klaus. We hope that you found this information useful. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on our program to share a concept, an idea, or you have useful information, a product, service, website that you want to download to our listenership, we'd love to hear from you. Contact us at 888-996-9697 or via email at info@videobroadcastservices.com. Our goal here each weekday is to provide you with the most comprehensive business information available to ensure you can compete in the sport of winning for your business. Until next time, make it a great day.
The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires, Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group, located in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, serving the community for over 80 years. Dr. David Peck, Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, Volvo of Westport, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru, Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch, everybody else does. Hilltown Hardwood Flooring and Refinishing. Beautify your home with new or refinished hardwood floors. Call 413-522-5991. First Merchants Bank Card Services for the best pricing on credit card processing. Industry low rates for your business. Call 800-446-4264. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services, providing the most comprehensive marketing services, complete with SEO, video SEO, social media, and content marketing, with our powerful strategy and with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, franchises, and more. Call 888-996-9697.